Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
A TV evangelist, Jimmy Swaggart, is clinging to life at a Louisiana hospital today after suffering a cardiac arrest over the weekend. His family says only a miracle is likely to save him. Quoting here from his son, Donnie Swaggart, "I wish I could tell you that he's recovering and things are going better, but there has been no change. The bottom line is that without a miracle, that's the only thing we can hope for."
How old?
He's 90 years old, and famously, as everyone will recall, if you were alive back then, he gave his famous "I have sinned" speech.
Oh, he's the one with the crying.
And the tears. And in February of 1988.
It looks like he has Vaseline or something on his face, and then Saturday Night Live mocked him for years.
And he was roundly mocked. I'm not trying to speak ill of him, but this I'm trying to remind everybody why you would remember him, because there were a number of them. Back in the day with the Bakers.
It was not a good time for let's get those phones ringing for Jesus.
Right. And he had gotten caught up in one prostitution scandal and had
And
he was defrocked. And then he, you know, like an idiot, he goes back out and gets caught up in another prostitution scandal. And that's when he delivered, I believe it was February 21st of 1988.
How do you remember that?
Because I read about it about 5 minutes ago. Oh. I'm just going off my recent memory. I broke the guys. I have sinned. I did some research before I came back on the air. I am sorry. And then he gave his famous "I have sinned" speech. He
was 5 minute timeout.
Okay. He was kicked out of any denomination, and so he started a non-denominational church as his part of his comeback. But by then, you know, the crowds were much smaller. The money was much less.
It was in the mid-70s that the television ministry expanded to more stations around the United States, began to use TV as his primary preaching forum. In 1978, his weekly telecast was increased to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? Do you remember?
The speech?
No, yes. But do you remember the We're not speaking ill. I'm really not saying that. But for those of you who are younger, you have to go back and look at that time, at that snapshot in time in America.
Yeah.
It was a scam. Call it what it was, Scott.
Jimmy Baker, Jimmy and Tammy Faye, Jimmy Swaggart, Benny Hinn.
I was about to ask if they were all named Jimmy.
No, there were these televangelists that would say if they laid hands on you, they could cure cancer.
That was Benny Hinn.
And they, you know, it was just a scam. And lonely older people who were at home watching this and missing something in their lives would call in and donate money to these men.
I'm looking at some of the more famous ones in the United States. I mean, there's so many. And it was really, I mean, you could barely turn on the TV in the late 80s and not see a TV evangelist on almost every channel on a Sunday morning.
You know what you're forgetting? Oh my gosh. The first scandal occurred in retaliation for an incident in which Swaggart accused fellow Assemblies of God minister Marvin Gorman of having an affair. Gorman was defrocked, filed a lawsuit, and won. Okay? This was Gorman. Mm-hmm. As a retaliatory measure, Gorman hired his son Randy and son-in-law Garland Bilbo to stake out the Travel Inn in a suburb of New Orleans. At the Travel Inn, as they waited, the two men photographed him outside room 7 with Deborah Murphree, local sex worker. Gorman arrived at the Travel Inn a short time later and confronted Swaggart. So this was tit for tat.
Interesting choice of words.
You know what I mean.
Of course, how could we forget Creflo Dollar? That plane ain't going to pay for itself. Jerry Falwell. Robert Tilton. I think Robert Tilton used to live around the corner from my very rich aunt and uncle in Dallas, Texas. He had a beautiful house, but all the windows were covered with sheets from the inside.
The prostitute, by the way, offered to sell her story to the National Enquirer for $100,000.
Yeah. Who was the minister or the ministry? And again, I'm not I go to church. I believe. I'm a believer. But there's something about most, not all, but most TV evangelists that just rubs me the wrong way. Who was the church where they found the prayer requests unopened in the trash can out back? Do you remember that scandal?
I do, but it's been years. But again, all around that same time.
Yeah, it was all in the 80s and late 80s, early 90s. It was a cesspool of send me your money in the name of Jesus, and we're going to spend it on boats and cars and houses and planes, Creflo Dollar, and women. Yeah. Gross. List is out of the best-run cities in these United States. To determine the rankings, Wallet Hub looked at dozens of metrics that represented a city's quality of services, including public finances, education, health, safety, and infrastructure. So this is not the best cities in America necessarily to live. You know, Overland Park always finishes in the top 10.
Lee's Summits are always up there.
Yeah. These are the best run cities in the United States, and they're not necessarily big ones.
Give me like a South Carolina-ish one.
Can't do it. Mm. We'll go number 10, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh.
Number 9, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Number 8, Lincoln, Nebraska. I used to live there. Number 7, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Number 6, Dover, Delaware. Number 5, Nashua, New Hampshire. Number 4, Boise, Idaho. Number 3, Manchester, New Hampshire. Number 2, Napa, Idaho. And number 1 is Provo, Utah. Kansas City, Kansas beat out Kansas City, Missouri. Hmm. Kansas City, Kansas comes in at 98. Kansas City, Missouri comes in at 112. Topeka comes in at 25.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did not see that coming.
That was not on my...
Not going to say it.
Bingo card.
No, we're not supposed to say that anymore. Let's shorten it. I didn't have that on my B4.
Okay.
Okay. That is worse.
That's worse. Yeah. Thanks, Sam. That's even worse. G
29.
O 60.
No, it was always O 64.
Data
O 64.
Bingo. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.